Ronnie Duncan has been with TBARTA since 2009, and he's currently chairman of that board that represents the 7-county region transportation authority. And that's an influential position, considering that transportation is an extremely hot item here in the Tampa Bay area. But now what we're seeing is he is actually organizing and leading the pro-referendum advocacy campaign over in Pinellas, because they have a transit referendum on their ballot in November.
Isn't it his job to further transportation initiatives throughout the region?
Well, as chairman of TBARTA, we saw that he did that in 2010. I mean, everywhere Moving Hillsborough Forward was, or HART, or, you know, the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, he was out there with TBARTA spokespersons in 2010. Of course, he was with TBARTA. But now we have a situation where he has dual roles. And I believe that that's a direct conflict of interest. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if it's illegal. I mean, if you look at some of the statutes, they seem to be written vague, which could be interpreted in different ways. The ethics of it, I think there's definitely a question there. But at the end of the day, with all the distrust that we have at levels of government, at every level of government, it's wrong.
So this transit initiative in Pinellas comes with, or would come with, if voters approve it, a penny sales tax that would fund certain transportation and transit improvements. What are some reasons that that folks are against this particular proposal on both sides of the bay?
I believe that, if you actually look at the financials of it, I don't believe it's financially viable. And I don't believe that they have the densities to support a light rail corridor. Interestingly enough, I did attend a meeting last year that Brad Miller, the CEO of PSTA, spoke at, and I heard his pitch. And when the question was brought up from the audience on why rail was included in their plan, the reason he said was economic development. It wasn't transportation. So an economic development does not equate to economic growth or economic prosperity. But what we have seen in other transit issues is that it's transit-oriented development. And many times that just includes more subsidies to the developers who develop around those transit stations, train stations in particular.
Now, your group worked on basically a very grassroots effort. There wasn't a whole lot of funding, but you guys were successful. What do you see happening with them over there? What do they need to do to be successful in their fight to oppose this referendum?
Well, I believe they will probably need to do what we do, and that's get the truth out. Unfortunately, what we saw in 2010 in Hillsborough is a media bias that, you know, once the referendum was on the ballot, it got in on the ballot in May in that year, between then and November, there was almost a daily or every other day article for that, you know, basically, you know, with a narrative of for that referendum in our media.